Hello.
Good morning. This is Jasmine responding to your missed call for home care services. How can I assist you today?
Yes, ma'am. We were needing to get her address changed on her Medicare.
So you ended up calling a home care agency. Does she need home care services?
She needs transportation. Yes, ma'am. She's blind and double amputee.
Oh, yeah. She's going to need some help at home.
Yeah.
Are you her
caregiver? I'm her aide. Yeah.
Okay. Are you getting paid to do all this for her?
Yes, ma'am. I do it through the DRA with they're allowing they do a couple hours here and there.
Is she on Medicaid? Because then she could get more hours through Medicaid.
Yes, she is.
So
you're on Medicaid, right, honey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's try to see if we could get her on to the Medicaid program so you could get more hours for her.
Okay.
What's her first and last name?
Viva, V-I-V-A.
And Ms. Viva's and last name?
Schirmesher. Thank you, babe. Now I don't know how to spell it. S-C-H-E-R-M-E-S-S-E-R.
And date of birth?
4/29/71.
And what county does she reside in?
She just moved to Jefferson County.
Which one?
Oh, no. Oh, wait. Is it? Wait, what is Hillsborough? Yeah, Jefferson County. She just moved to Hillsborough, sorry.
Jay, Jefferson County, her home address?
8005. Shelley, S-H-E-L-L-E, Estate Court, Hillsborough. And the zip is 63050, right?
There
63050. Yeah, 63050.
Okay, so that's not pressure. That's good.
And a good number to reach, Ms. Viva.
314.
So I'm glad it's not a pressure.
591-1954.
Yeah. And her Medicaid ID number, so I could check it real quick.
Okay. That I don't know.
What is it?
Your Medicaid ID number.
29-2985-1913.
All right, please hold. I'm going to check to see exactly what she has and how we can get this increased for her. 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, put it down.
Oh, sorry, ma'am.
Please hold. Sorry for the hold. Please give me 1 second. I'm just trying
to look
her up real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's no problem.
Oh, really? Yep. Okay. So let me figure out how to cover you up, girl. You show up a little more later. That'd be great. Thank you. All right. Every 2 weeks it says to change that.
Okay.
Is Ms. Viva's divorced, still living with somebody?
I moved in with her, and she does have her fiance. It's basically her husband. They've been together for 11 years or just, you know, yeah. That's when, like, I take care of her while he is at work. He usually leaves, like, around 6 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes doesn't get back till like, 6 o'clock at night.
No dangers in the home other than the occasional snake?
No, there's no dangers in this house.
Okay. And let me check her care plan.
Okay.
Care plan roll up. 1 second. So you got she got a lot of wiggle room here for more time.
Okay.
Okay. So right now she only has 486 units. We could definitely work on getting that increased. I'm going to have you write some stuff down. You through disabilities resources?
Yes, ma'am.
We got to get you out of there. You need to be into one of the home care agencies that pays more money. How much are you getting paid an hour right now?
I honestly don't know.
Through them.
No, that's what I'm saying. I honestly don't know. I just started, and they didn't tell me anything like that. So
they're
I have no idea,
to give
honestly.
They're supposed to tell you what's your rate. They're supposed to offer you, like, let's say, you know, how often are you getting paid? Is it weekly, biweekly? So we pay every Friday.
Yeah, see, no, they didn't even say anything like that whatsoever. They
never asked me. You haven't reached the coordinator. They didn't go through your hiring application. They didn't help you sign in and out, teach you the sign in and out system, nothing?
No. So, basically, I went to the DRA and told them, what was it? She had a gentleman that she was that she always dealt with the DRA.
Okay.
And I called him, and he told me to come in, fill out some paperwork, pay, I think it was a $20 fee for a background check.
They were supposed to pay that.
Oh, no, I paid that. They have people pay that.
Oh, my gosh. That's why I told you got to get out of there. No.
Yeah.
So usually the home care agencies run the background, so we incur the cost. And usually we also incur the cost to register you with the Family Care Safety Division, which is another $15.
Okay.
And if you needed to get fingerprinting done,
we
also
it was nice meeting you, Miss Peggy. Oh, sorry, her nurse was just leaving.
That's okay. So I'm going to tell you where there's wiggle room so we could place the call to the state, and we're going to be doing two things. We're going to ask for a unit increase, meaning she needs more time on her care plan, and for a provider change to an agency that's going to pay you more money to do what you're doing right now.
Okay.
So just let me know when you're ready to write stuff down.
The provider change, that won't really mess with her, will it?
No, no. Listen, okay. Everything stays the same. The only thing that changes is the agency. And on top of that, we're going to get her more time. This is what this other place should have been doing for her and for you.
Okay. Okay. Nice.
Doing her care plan and telling you she can have changes here. She can upgrade this. She can upgrade that. She can add this. She can add that. But they don't do that. They don't. They haven't even given you a sign-in.
Yeah, no. We were and that's what I told them. I was like, because I've had a problem with my sign-in for the past 3 days.
No,
and since living with her, you know, I mean, whenever I'm here taking care of her, I'm here taking care of her the entire time her husband's gone. So I don't know what your hours are, but say, like, I'm on there, like, sometimes 9 hours a day, you know, because I'm cleaning for her, I'm cooking for her, I'm making sure everything's taken care of. And then I got yelled at by them and was told that I'm only allowed to be on that app for 3 hours and that's it.
Because that's the time that the state has allotted for her.
Okay.
Meaning that if you go over your 3 hours, you're not going to get paid for that. But their job was supposed to tell you, well, let's check the care plan and let's call the state so she could get more hours. That's what they should be doing instead of yelling at you. They should be telling you, you know what, if she needs more care, then let's call the state and put in a request.
Okay.
Because that's what it is. If you're living in the home, you're consistently, constantly assisting her.
So exactly.
That's going to require more than a 3 hour day. That's going to require 5 to 6, maybe 6 to 8 hours a day worth of care. And for that, she needs to verbalize that she needs a unit increase.
Okay. So I need to get her real quick.
Yeah. Write stuff down and put me on speakerphone because we're going to go through this together. We're going to
dissect
her care plan. We're going to open it up and I'm going to tell you where there's wiggle room for more growth so we could request that from the state.
Yes.
So let me tell you right now what she has, okay? She has assistance in the bathroom. She has 15 minutes. That's impossible.
Yeah, that is.
Okay? That's to show
I'm
you.
I'm on the phone with the insurance company right now.
No. Home care agency.
Oh, home care agency.
Another home care agency that's going to pay you more
agency.
Money to
they're
do what you're
already
doing.
They're going to pay me more money to help you, and they're going to increase your hours to where I can help.
We're going to call the state for them to increase the hours. We
they're
don't have hours to
call
increase.
The state. And they're going to try to increase your hours.
There's some I got over there I can get until I get respite care.
DRA.
So respite care is for the caregiver.
Hold on, let me put you on
speaker
real quick.
Voy para allá ahora.
What is it?
All right, ladies. Sí. Miss Viva?
Yes.
Okay, Miss Viva, my name is Jasmine. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Good. Miss Viva, I'm looking at your care plan right now, and currently, what you have wiggle room to increase the units so that your caregiver can get more time to help you at home. Because right now, she only has like 3 hours a day to help you. That's not enough time for her to cover everything you need done and assistance you need in one day, okay? So what I want to do today is basically call seniors and disabilities, the people that approve home care, and tell them that you need more time. You need more help at home. And we have to verbally request this, okay?
Right.
So what's your caregiver's name?
Amber.
Amber is A-M-B-E-R. Amber, what's your last name, honey?
Pigley, P as in people, H as in hello, E as in joy, G as in green, L as in laugh, E as in enjoy, Y as in you.
And a good number to reach you is the 314-591-1954 number?
Yes, ma'am. That is Viva's
all
number.
Right. So we're all on speakerphone, right? I'm going to prep you for the call. So good afternoon.
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Amber. I'm calling with Miss Viva. They may ask for her to, you know, give you consent to speak on her behalf. So all she has to do is confirm her name and her date of birth, okay? So once you guys got the care plan pulled up, they're going to ask you what can they help you with. You're going to tell them we need a unit increase. Write that down. Unit increase. They're going to tell you what does she need increased on her care plan. Tell them everything. Okay. Has she been medically diagnosed with any new medical diagnosis? Has she been put on new medical prescription drugs? Has she had a recent slip and fall? Has she been hospitalized recently? Because all these things trigger a unit increase.
She did go to the hospital recently, yeah. She had a double bacterial infection.
So listen to how we're going to word that. She was just recently released from the hospital with a double bacterial infection. She is requesting a unit increase because her care is demanding more time. You understand the language, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So we're going to go to assisting with toileting. They gave her 15 minutes. That's impossible when alone, just to get her in and out the shower, help her get out in, wherever she's at, it takes more than 15 minutes.
Okay? They have to blow up a bathtub to get in a bath.
Exactly. Transferring device, like if she's walking with a walker, wheelchair, and scooter, they only giving her 15 minutes for you to basically transfer her from one place to the next. That takes more time than that.
Yeah.
They're giving you 15 minutes once a week to clean her floors. First of all, you need 7 days to clean her floors because she needs her floors cleaned daily. If she has accidents, if she's walking through them. So you need more time to clean her floors. Mm-hmm. Dressing and grooming, they gave you 15 minutes every day. It takes you more than 15 minutes to do her hair, brush her teeth, groom her, dress her, get her ready.
Yep.
Essential correspondence, that means reading her mail, sending out checks, you know, sending out emails on behalf of her. They gave you 30 minutes once a week. I don't know if that's enough time for you, but if she needed more time, then you need to tell them that.
Yeah.
Laundry is done in the home, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
They gave you 30 minutes, 3 days a week. It takes 20 minutes just to wash a load. That's not including the drying. That's not including the folding. So you need more time on that.
Yep.
Meal prepping.
Get up and go to the party. I'm on a bedpan.
There you go. Okay. So you have to do more laundry. Every day you have to do more laundry. So you want that increase from a 3-day care plan to every day because every day she has accidents.
Yep.
Meal prepping. They only gave you 30 minutes to prepare her a meal. It takes you longer to just prep the meal than to cook it.
Yep.
So you need an increase in that. All right.
Okay.
And then trash. They gave you 5 minutes every day.
Yeah.
To take out the trash. Don't you have to double bag the trash? Don't you have to clean the trash can?
Yeah.
So
it all depends on what it is also. Yeah.
Then tell them it takes me longer to prep the trash, get it ready, dispose of it properly. You see what we're using the words? We're stretching out the words.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs more time for trash as well.
Okay.
Is there anything that you've noticed that she needs more of so we can include it? Because she has a very small care plan. There's stuff in here that she can get done. Like washing dishes, they only gave you 15 minutes. That takes more than 15 minutes to wash dishes.
Yeah, that's an almost all day thing. Because, you know, I mean, I have to feed her. I give her 3 to 4 small meals a day plus snacks.
Then you need to tell them that because they only gave you 15 minutes every day. Do you still change her catheter?
I don't change her catheter. She has a nurse that comes out and does it, but I do drain it.
Okay, because they gave you 15 minutes. Is that enough time to drain it and prep it for the nurse to come the next day? Or is that good?
I have to do that twice a day, and that's at least maybe 20 minutes.
So you need to tell them that because they gave you 15 minutes per day. That's it. Now, does she need turning, positioning? They gave you 10 minutes every day to turn her.
Yeah. No, she has to get turned a couple of times a day.
So you need an increase in that as well.
Okay.
And then clean and maintain equipment. Is she on oxygen machines? Is she on a nebulizer other than the catheter? Is there any other, wheelchair, walker?
Nebulizer, but I
She
don't.
does have a wheelchair, yes, ma'am. And she does have a nebulizer, but that's for whenever she has a real heart difficulties breathing.
So the cleaning of equipment, basically her wheelchair, they only gave you 15 minutes twice a week. Is that good enough to disinfect it, clean it, wipe it down?
No, that's not enough time.
So then you need more time on that.
And transfer me, you told her you gotta get me on the list. Yeah, I'm a double amputee. They have to put me on a lift in order to put me in my wheelchair. That takes more than 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yep. Tell them that. Tell them I'm a W amputee. It takes me so much more longer. I need more assistance. You need to advocate for yourself, okay? Because you have very little units. You could be having a lot more, okay?
Yeah.
I'm going to place you on a brief hold, but before I do so, I want to give you all the information that you need, okay?